How do you feel about children scrolling and being attracted to by an algorithm to keep on watching, keep on being engaged on social media, and thereby missing out the opportunity to, for sake of argument, talk to somebody else, go outside and get fresh air, and essentially, mindlessly occupy themselves being hooked, seduced? Yes, I'll have a bet that you disapprove of this, and the recent changes in Australia and the threatened changes in the UK and the consideration of changes that are being made in Ireland and throughout the European Union. All of these innovations or all of these developments are an indication of public concern, terrible things happening. Now, I'm looking as we speak, or as you're listening to me, I'm looking at people watching cricket in a cricket ground in England. And I'm thinking, these people are being hooked to keep on watching. I mean, there's ages in a cricket match where nothing significant happens. But every now and again, and you don't know when it's going to happen, something does happen. So you're hanging on. So instead of saying, look, I'm going to go and get a pint, or I'm going to go around the back and, you know, have a sandwich, buy some chips or something like that, you stay watching. I also look at the average person, whatever I mean by that, in the audience, and say to myself, maybe you would say it too, I'll bet you that person disapproves of children being hooked on the internet. And then I reflect on what I'm going through. I'm sitting here for hours at a time watching this cricket match between England and New Zealand. And I'm barely fast-forwarding it because I recorded it earlier on. But I now find myself hooked by the algorithm, which is cricket. And I'm not cutting the grass, which I started to cut. I'm not doing that. So maybe, you know, football matches, how long do people watch them for? How long do people watch chattering heads talking about football? A lot of time is spent sitting on a couch doing nothing except watching what we used to call the goggle box. So next time that you are concerned about young people being hooked, looking at screens for hours on end, it might be helpful to you to think of all the adults who are watching this cricket match on TV, or watching football matches on TV, or even, probably worse still, golf on TV, following every single hole in every round. Addiction. Addiction is rife. And I don't see why we should confine addiction to just using it for addiction to alcohol, addiction to drugs, and addiction to gambling. No. Addiction to excitement. Addiction to watching your favorite team. These are all examples as well, aren't they? Back to the studio.